India has blocked the YouTube channel of Pakistan's Express News, intensifying its ongoing media restrictions following the Pahalgam incident coverage. Earlier, Indian authorities had already restricted access to several major Pakistani YouTube channels, including news channels and the channels of individual journalists, accusing them of spreading misleading and provocative content. However, Express News YouTube channel was blocked separately today, marking the latest addition to the list. Sources report that Indian regulators moved against Express News after its continued reporting on the Pahalgam incident, which challenged the Indian narrative. Indian authorities have not publicly provided evidence to substantiate the accusations against Pakistani media outlets. Express News has consistently maintained its commitment to objective and factual journalism, especially on issues of regional and international importance. Critics say the move reflects growing intolerance for independent reporting in India, despite its claims of being the world's largest democracy. Access to the banned channels, including Express News, remains possible for Indian viewers through VPN services. The Pahalgam attack and diplomatic aftermath. On Tuesday, April 22, 26 men were killed at a tourist site in Pahalgam area of Indian illegally occupied Jammu and Kashmir, EOJK. India claimed without presenting any evidence that there were Pakistani elements linked to the attack, a claim Islamabad denies. On Wednesday, April 23, the Indian Cabinet Committee on Security approved a series of actions, including shutting down the Wagha Atari Land Transit Point, advising Indian nationals against traveling to Pakistan, and formally notifying Islamabad of the suspension of the Indus Waters Treaty. In response, Pakistan's National Security Committee, NSC, on Thursday, April 24, warned that any attempt by India to block water flow into Pakistan would be treated as an act of war. The statement followed a high-level NSC meeting, which also approved the closure of the Wagha border crossing. On Friday, April 25, the Senate of Pakistan unanimously passed a resolution rejecting India's allegations linking Pakistan to the Pahalgam attack, calling them baseless and politically motivated. The Pakistani High Commission in London was later vandalized on Saturday, April 26, after hundreds of Indian protesters demonstrated outside the building, causing property damage with broken windows and saffron paint. Pakistan on Sunday accused India of backing vandalism at its High Commission in London, as tensions between the two neighbors continue to escalate across multiple fronts. Following the attacks, British police arrested two individuals allegedly involved in the vandalism. Federal Minister for Information Atal Attar condemned the attacks, describing them as acts backed by Indian state and agencies.